Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And today I have with me Miss Lisa from Informed Choice Washington.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Miss Lisa.
Good to see you again.
Yes, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
About me, I'm a mom and a wife. I have three kids. Only one is still home. He's a junior in high school, and I live in South King County.
South King County. There you go. So you are with Informed Choice. Is that
Informed
right?
Informed Choice Washington.
Now, for our listeners who don't know what that is, I know that you're inside of our Washington Defender app. You have a huddle in there. But what is that?
Informed Choice Washington, this is our 10th year anniversary, and we're a nonprofit that's been advocating for vaccine policy reform, scientific integrity in public health policy, healthy immunity, and informed consent and the right to refuse unwanted medical interventions.
Okay, so if you're new to what Informed Choice is, basically this whole COVID thing and this all these things, and you guys started way before that. I mean, 7 years before that, I think, or something like that. But it's whether you have the right over vaccines. So how do you guys feel about Robert Kennedy and his?
Well, we are optimistic. He supports, you know, informed consent and the right to refuse. He wants to have more science. Pretty much our mission. He wants more scientific integrity. I think a lot of information about these vaccine products, which that's just what they are, as consumer products,
right,
has been kind of concealed. It's become an issue you're not even really supposed to ask about,
right,
or question these, you know, all magical products, but they do cause harm, and it's super important for people to do their homework. I mean, think of how long we spend just shopping for a car.
Yeah.
We need to do that with every one of these shots for ourselves and our children.
Now, I'm not going to play as if I'm not somebody. So here's what the thing. You may not know this, but I've written several books with publishers, right? My first book that I wrote, it's on conflict resolution, and we had a conflict between myself and my wife in there about vaccines.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know you didn't know that. And my wife is anti-vax, and I'm pro-vax. And I would say I'm pro-vax almost up to today, but actually in the last 6 months or 8 months, she's started showing me information, or more accurately, I should say, I started listening better, because I think for decades she's been showing to me.
Okay.
And so this is a hot topic. They made me take it out of my first book I wrote. They did not let me tell that story. It's very interesting.
That's very.
But that my wife and I got really heated in a Christian way.
Okay.
over this topic, so it's important. So you guys, I'm assuming, are more for limiting vaccinations, I guess, is what I'm... Or do you have a position? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, personally, myself, I'm an ex-vaxxer. Mm-hmm. I had my kids receive dozens and dozens of shots,
right,
because I just did whatever I was told. I didn't do my homework. I didn't come to the realization that I have now that the most contagious disease mortality came to almost zero in this country well before vaccines were introduced.
I know. I just heard that. I was listening to Casey Means. Is that a name?
Yes.
I was listening to her on some interview.
Okay.
Thing, and she was pointing this out, like on the polio. It was like 3 years before they had eradicated it to 98%. Or so. I may be wrong, but because this was a number of weeks ago. But is that's an interesting stat.
Yes, and there's just so much to learn about. If you look at polio as your example, there's what's called diagnostic drift, where they change. So before the vaccine, there were a certain set of symptoms and duration that would be diagnosed as polio. Mm-hmm. But they changed the diagnostic criteria after the vaccine.
Oh,
and
wow.
So there was an artificial decrease in the incidence.
So my question is, why do we, it seems like the parties are really, people are really polarized over this issue, but what I don't understand is the logic. The logic is, hey, for vaccines, it's a herd mentality. Everyone has to get it. But then when it comes to life or other issues, it's like, no, this is my choice. And then to me, that's like not principally based. I think it should be people's choice either way, right? Like not giving up life. Let me be very clear about that. But on the vaccines, I think you should have a choice to do your research and decide yes, I want it, or no, I don't want it.
Yeah, do a risk-benefit analysis and consider whether this is really necessary. Keep in mind that all the vaccines on the CDC pediatric schedule were not tested against placebo. They might have been tested against a previous version of the vaccine or some other experimental substance.
Right.
So when they get a baseline of here's how safe and effective it was, they're not really comparing it to placebo, which gives a completely skewed outcome.
Wow. Wow. If there was one or two facts that you'd say, hey, I mean, that was a powerful one that you just brought one out, like not evaluating it towards a placebo. What other things do you think would make people go, I didn't know that?
Huh. Boy, that's a tough one. Another point is that you cannot, the manufacturers of the pediatric vaccines on the CDC schedule cannot be sued for injury and death. This was a result of the 1986 Childhood Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that President Reagan signed after Congress passed it in 1986. And since then, the number of doses on the schedule has gone up to like 72.
Wow.
72 doses. And I've probably lost track. It's probably higher than that after they've added COVID. So,
yeah, I did not know that they can't be sued. And that, when you think about this, the other thing I learned from some interview that I listened to was the very fact that the healthcare provider gets some kind of kickback if they have a certain percentage of their patients taking the vaccine. And I'm like, is that true? I mean, I've heard that from like two sources now. I haven't validated it, but do you know if that's true? They get some kind
of... Right. Yes, it is true. Dr. Paul Thomas is a pediatrician who practiced in Portland, and he started to realize that he did this vaxxed versus unvaxxed study and showed that so many different conditions, chronic conditions that our children are dealing with now are correlated with the number of vaccines received. So he will talk about the financial levers that have been put in place that even have resulted in doctors firing their patients who want to space out the vaccines or decline a certain vaccine because that will... You know, say they get, I'm just making up this number, say they get $50 per patient once 85% of all their patients are fully compliant.
Right.
So you can't afford, it's not just, you don't get that $50 for that patient. It will, you know, disrupt their entire percentage of their patients.
Wow. Well, you know, Lisa, it's been great to have you on. We've come to a conclusion of our time, but tell people how to get a hold of you.
Oh, thank you. InformedChoiceWA.org. We have a radio show every Friday live on 1150 KKNW. We also have a Substack I'm really proud of. We have volunteers. We're watchdogging the public health agencies and AG's office in our state, and we give Washington-centric posts at informedchoicewa.substack.com.
They're also in our Washington Defender app. So if you go in there and you click on Informed Choice WA, we're building that out right now. So we got to add a couple of little buttons so they can get to the Substack easily. And we'll get there. But want to encourage you to be a part of that as well. So thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you for being willing to hear this important, you know, I didn't know that your personal views before we talked. So I appreciate your being open-minded and... We're willing to learn more.
Yeah, thank you.
Because we're all learning.
Yeah, exactly. We're all learning and growing. Well, we like to say around here at Washington Family Policy Institute is go out there and defend Washington by being the conservative values. I just butchered that. Let's try that again. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. If you haven't downloaded that Washington Defender app, do that at the Google Play or Apple App Store. We are so blessed to live in the United States of America, and Washington is turning red. You just watch it, folks. God bless you.